Right, so we're going to have one last character and one last never two. From the reading we've just heard, anyone want to take a guess who the character is, who the person from the Bible is that we're thinking about this morning? Yeah?
Lydia.
Lydia, yeah, is the right answer. Well done. And anyone, adults included, what's the difference between Lydia and all the other people who we've thought about so far? Adults are very slow. Yeah, go on. She was a girl. Excellent. Well done. It seems simple, but to be honest, it's the kind of thing that I miss. Anyway, she was a girl. We thought about five men, and here we have Lydia. And Lydia, as a woman, makes it someone that she was unlikely to have responded to what Paul was saying. It's a bit unlikely, because back then, it was mostly men that got to do all the exciting stuff. Lydia was someone unlikely to be there, to be listening to what Paul had to say, and to be in a place to make a decision for herself, her household even, to respond to the news about Jesus that Paul had come and told them about. So in some way she was unlikely simply because she was a woman. And I need a visual aid. So Kirsten, do you want to come and be my visual aid? There we go. Excellent. Unlikely, simply because she was a woman. But we also read about something else about Lydia. What did she do? What was Lydia's job? Yeah?
A dealer.
Yeah, a dealer in, yeah, purple cloth. Yeah. She was a businesswoman, wasn't she? We need to make you look a bit more businesswoman-y. Here we go. There you go. Have a suit of jackets, very businessy. And yeah, go on. Go have an iPad too. That looks quite businessy. You look too happy. Less happy. That's better. No. Less happy. It's more businessy. Good. She was a businesswoman. And business people are busy, aren't they? They do a lot of things. They're busy. They rush around from one thing to the next. And so we think that someone who is in business, who had a business like Lydia did, we wouldn't be expecting them to be a worshipper of God, yet alone someone who's going to come out of the city and listen to what Paul was saying. We might think that people who are busy or important are unlikely to want to put their faith in Jesus, are unlikely to want to hear about him. But Lydia did. And she showed it, not just in her willingness to respond, but in her actions too. She invited, and when you read it, it sounds like she kind of pretty much persuaded Paul and his friends to come back to her house and to stay with her. All seemed a bit unlikely for a businesswoman. What was it? Lydia wasn't just a businesswoman. What was it she dealt in? I think someone said it a minute ago. She dealt in purple cloth. Yeah, purple cloth. Now, that doesn't sound like anything to us today, does it? But back then, purple cloth was really, really expensive. It was the kind of most expensive stuff you could have. And it was something that only really rich people or even kings and queens, royalty, would have. And so she wasn't just a businesswoman, she was pretty rich too. So here we go. Have some money. There you go. So businesswoman and rich. And so she was pretty wealthy too. And we often read, when we read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, we often read about people who are poorer coming and listening to Jesus and responding to him. And in actual fact, we read about people who are rich who don't want to come. We read about, at one time, a guy, a rich young ruler, who came along and he said, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life? What is it I need to do to be saved?" And Jesus said, "Well, sell all you've got and give to the poor." And he went away sad because he didn't want to do it. We read a lot about some rich people who didn't want to come and follow Jesus. So we might think that rich people aren't interested. People who've got a lot of money don't want to come and hear about Jesus because they've got everything they need. Why would they need to follow Jesus when their life looks good enough already? When they've got all they want? When they don't need help from anyone? Maybe we think that people when they're rich are unlikely to want to hear about Jesus. But Lydia did. It seems unlikely, but she did. And then she immediately goes on to use some of her resources, some of what she's got, to help be part of God's big expedition. She uses her home, and I'm sure more than just her home. She's inviting Paul and a bunch of other people to come round. I suspect that involved more than just a house. I suspect that involves some food and other things too. to provide for them as they stayed in the city. There's another thing in this story that makes it all a bit unlikely as well. You need to go back to the top bit, but where was it that they met? Where was it that Paul and his friends met Lydia? Can anyone see it? Hang on, someone said it. Say it a bit louder. Yeah, outside the city by the river. And that's because the city of Philippi was a foreign city. And apparently it would have had a notice on its gates that said that people were forbidden from bringing foreign religions into the city. It was a place where talking about different faiths was prohibited, where it wasn't allowed. It was ruled out. And so you'd think that Paul and his friends, being in a place like that, it would be unlikely that they would find anyone who'd be interested in coming and following Jesus. Yet they get themselves outside the city to a place where they can meet some people who are interested in finding about God. And unlikely as it may be, they find someone there who wants to follow Jesus. And that's not just it for this story. It's not just about this one person. It's not just about Lydia. But at the end, we read about Lydia and her whole household being baptized. And that wouldn't have just been, you know, like her and a couple of other people. Household then meant quite a lot of people. It would have been like extended family, people who worked in the house, all sorts of people. A big group of people came to know Jesus, and perhaps all sorts of people beyond that. So, we learn that Lydia was pretty unlikely, it would seem, to come and follow Jesus. Why was she unlikely? What things have we had that she was unlikely? Yeah.
She was a girl.
She was a girl, yeah. What other things? Yeah, Paul.
A busy
businesswoman. Yeah, that's a hard one to get out. And because she lived in Philippi and she had lots of money. Yeah, she was rich. We might think that some people are unlikely to want to hear about Jesus and follow him. Maybe they're too busy. Maybe their life already looks good, seems perfect on the outside. Maybe they believe something else. Maybe we think that they're too important to want to know about Jesus. But actually, it turns out no one is too unlikely to be part of God's big expedition. We've had great fun this week learning about all these never twos. I think, can we have the last slide? Does that show a list of them? Is it there? Is there one more? No? Okay. We've had fun this week looking at all these never twos. That we never make too many mistakes. That we're never too young or too old. We're never too ordinary. We're never too bad. We're never to the other one.
Near or far.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where we are. That no one's too unlikely to be part of God's big expedition. That there isn't anything that rules us out. And John's going to lead us as we continue.